Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building, Mr. D-Ray Davis.
Yo.
D-Ray, the difference maker, Davis.
That's who I am, man.
Smell the roses.
No, let me get this out. Let me get. Hey, man, that's the light-skinned gangster coming back, man. You know?
You saw D-Ray on Empire when he played the killer.
That's who I am. Played. That's the first real life role I had right there.
Killer.
That was true to life right there, man. I ain't played no games in that, man. It was time for people to go, man.
Absolutely. Now you got the show.
They paid me in Taraji too.
In Taraji.
And cookies. They gave me cookies.
<That's funny.
laughs> Now you got the show Joking Off coming on MTV too.
Joking Off coming out, man. Just more roasting the internet and the pictures that you've been posting up lately. Mm-hmm. You know, all your unnecessary selfies.
Mm-hmm.
premiere is April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Charlamagne, aren't you on the premiere or something?
Nah, I was on the sneak peek episode, I think.
They didn't want to show his whole, you know. That was it. He just got that barely in there.
It's the second time you hosted a game show, right?
No. Yeah, I guess it is. I try not to count Mind of a Man because I wore them suits and I was losing the fan base.
What, from wearing suits?
Yeah, I was having like 70-year-old women walking me to the airport trying to bust down.
You was getting your Steve Harvey on.
They want to get it. They're trying to get it to me. I heard you like them like this. Yeah, man. A Steve Harvey suit wasn't me.
But them checks are good, though.
The checks are always good, man. The street check's good, too, but I don't go sell that stuff no more.
He said no more.
I ain't on the block no more.
But it shows diversity, though. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about the show Joking Off. For people who don't understand what it is, explain it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a game show.
What's the game show amongst the comics? It's three groups of comedians, each consisting of two guys.
And ladies.
I'm sorry, radio personalities. Yeah. Comedians, it's comedic. People with satire of comedic, you know what I'm saying? They can handle their own,
funny
like
people.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they basically got to, we post stuff from the internet, and then they go on there and they got to make comments about it or roast it, and whoever do it the best, you know, they go on to the next round. So it ain't no real game show,
right?
Because we not giving away no $100,000, which right. I learned how to say after doing that game show.
Mm-hmm. So how do you figure out what pictures to use, and do you have to clear them?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. You got to clear those pictures?
I don't think so. Once people post something, I think it's all game, though. Once you post it, I mean, it's in the atmosphere.
I hope so.
I see people suing now. They post a picture of me. We suing.
If somebody else posts a picture of you, but if you post it, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you can't sue anyway. You're a public figure, brother.
Damn it, man.
Public figure, dog. You out there.
You belong to everybody.
Do about it. Congratulations to the meme game, homie.
Word is born.
Plus, you light skinned. We don't sue. We too gangster to sue.
Envy sues. That's how his first house off a lawsuit.
What we do is we find out who the dude girl is and bang him out.
Sorry.
That's what I do. I find out who your girl is. I make you pay at home. Y'all gonna argue about D-Ray.
Well, you did date Claudia Jordan, right?
Nah, I didn't. We just wanted to start a rumor. She wanted to feel important.
She wanted to start a rumor? Okay, because she said, oh, no, that was on the groupie tale about you. Now, was that?
I keep throwing a lot of those groupie tales
saw,
out there.
You actually commented on the groupie tale, so I did think it was true. I saw it.
Did I bang that chick? Oh, yeah. I hit her.
So you knew who she was and everything.
I knew who she was because she commented after my assistant started. When she started, my assistant started going back and forth with her. I said, yo, let the girl live. Then eventually I seen what she said, and I wasn't upset about none of that because if you don't hit a girl twice, you see, I thing going to even shrink or we wasn't good. If you don't hit her back, but then she begging for roles on TV shows, and I don't promise those things in the bedroom.
Hold on,
I don't promise
that. Let me pull up some of the key
parts. I'm very quiet in that.
But I thought Claudia Jordan
but
said...
But when she started dropping down, though, talking about addresses and where near one of my homes
that's
is
disrespectful.
That was disrespectful, man. My daughter and them out there. You can't do that, man.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
She said your penis wasn't big, but it wasn't small either. That's not
well,
a
I'm
bad
American.
Thing to say.
You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? I fit right in the mess.
Is that how you would categorize it? If somebody said describe your penis? It's not big, but it's not small.
I wouldn't even talk about it because that's how do I know what a girl had before me? I might be huge to some girl.
It's relative.
Well, the fact that I have to get my condoms prescription made, you know what I mean? I figure it's a little bit bigger than normal.
So Claudia Jordan wasn't a real situation? She said you had too many bitches. That's why she had to...
Right about that. I mean, there's some facts in her conversation. I would, man, let me tell you something. Claudia gave me opportunity, man. I just might wife her for a little bit, man.
I was going to ask you how
I never hit her, man. One of her girls from back in the day, I can't remember which one, because that's how I met
can't
her.
I can't remember which one.
But Claudia's, man, she's a sexy girl, man. I'd do it to her.
I think she's single now, too.
I'd do it to her. All women are single till they married.
True.
Mm-hmm. What, you're not single?
What, till I'm married?
Are you single right now?
Nope.
Who you go with?
He said, "Who you go with? Like this is third see, grade. That, who you go with?
Who you go with? You give
she,
see,
she used to date Terry O's cameraman.
But she giving sad chick answers now. Like who you dating? She like, look, just know that he love me and we different.
That's all you need to know.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Yeah,
you can't
you
even say it.
Expose some side chicks. All right.
Now, D-Ray, you like a young OG in the comedy game.
I say that. Yeah, very
you know,
comfortable.
You know, is it true that it can only be one at a time? Because you've been getting it for a minute.
Man, I hear that, but I say people be chasing that Will Smith, man, and that's like Kevin. That's a phenom. That don't happen. Cat. That don't happen, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Them. You can't go chasing that. I'm Sam Jackson with it. Mm. I'm going to stay working. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay in the movie. I'm going to stay on the TV show. You know what I mean? Because comics who look a certain way, too, is harder for them. Mm-hmm. You know, harder for, I won't say harder for me, but it's harder for me as a
It's harder for you?
Comic, yeah. Because, I mean, I don't got no weird look about me. I don't got no.
So you say most comics are ugly or something?
They are. Comics be ugly as hell. They do.
Wow.
And then I'm not no little guy, so I'm, you know, it's like you can't be, I'm an intimidating guy in the room. I'm
like
from a different place.
It's like reverse discrimination, kind of.
Again. Yeah, but then those cats, and once you get in it, and Kevin works so damn hard, dude, I can't work half as hard as that dude, man.
Why not?
I just can't, because things come easy to me. Mm-hmm. It just came easy. The money came easy. Stuff was coming easy for me, so you got, you know, what's the dude name play for, like the J.R. Ryder? Like natural hops, great shot. You know, he didn't want to go to practice. Allen Iverson.
Iverson,
great, talented, no matter what. He's like, you know, you got to practice too.
You talking about
J.R.
Smith?
Yeah, not J.R. Smith. J.R. Ryder. No, okay. Smith on his way. He playing.
I didn't baller recently, though. He's a baller recently. Yeah, but perfect example, like Allen Iverson. He didn't need to practice.
Yeah, so you feel it. And I think one day I need to wake up and actually go to practice, man. Because, yeah. I mean, naturally, I'm just funny. My family hood, everybody funny. Everybody roasted everybody all day. So it's a different place, man. But you're right, man. It is one at a time, though.
Really?
Eddie, did you see Eddie movies dropping at the same time Kevin's dropping?
No.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But I remember the time when it was like Martin, and it was like, seemed like it was the Kings of Comedy. It seemed like it was a nice influx of them at one point.
Yeah, touring. That's going to always happen. I mean, I just sold out 9 shows in Houston.
Where?
That don't happen. That ain't never happened
but
there in history.
But you're not thinking about getting your own TV shows and getting huge.
But you'll get a show because Gerard just got a show. So now that after Empire has so much impact, they like, who else black?
Empire, the Dr. Martin Luther King.
Where's black people at? We need some more black people.
Jermaine Fowler got a show.
Yeah. Like they give it to you, but I'm talking about that peak. Mm-hmm. That Kevin about to do, what, $50 million this year? Right. That don't happen.
Right.
And to be a humble guy, too. God don't give it to people like me. Give me $50 million.
Yeah, he gave you the looks. He can't give you everything.
Yeah, man.
What would you do different with $50 million?
I'm gonna replace all my bones with gold. Be the heaviest in the club.
Do you think? Do you think like for you, like they give you a lot of roles, but it seems like they don't give you the lead roles. I mean, you got Grow House coming.
Grow House coming out. I've had opportunity, man. I ain't gonna lie. When I got to Hollywood, I was, man, more than an a-hole, man. I probably made Kanye look because I. You don't think nobody want to give you nothing. You like, what is this for? Something got to be a setup.
Really?
You know what I mean? I moved out there with a deal. I mean, I got half a mil as soon as I moved out there for nothing. Just a development deal.
Really easy to you.
You know, I mean, but I won the laugh rise, but still I had to go through the process of saying what I want to develop as a show, having a TV show. I've had TV shows develop, Comedy Central. You get opportunities, but sometimes, man, you're not prepared for it. You're not ready for it. And I know I wasn't ready. I know my acting was terrible. Mm-hmm.
Did it make other comics mad at you? Like, I've been working so hard doing this, grinding, and this guy just comes in here and...
But I was like, yo, I'm funny. I would say that on stage. I'd be like, everybody going on stage. I would say stuff like, when Dave Chappelle came back, he went on stage for like an hour at the Laugh Factory, then Chris Tucker went up, and they like, the crowd going crazy, excited, and I was supposed to have been up. And I'm like, yo, what the hell going on? I know it's Chappelle, but, you know, he disappeared type of thing. And everybody's like, yo, calm down. I went up on stage after that, and I was like, get up for my open, Dave Chappelle, Chris Tucker.
You flexed on Chappelle?
And dude, and they were like, what? Like, you can't talk like that, man. And I mean, things like that come, you know, you got to, but of course they, you know, laughed about it later, but you got to think about the moments that you know, you got to choose your moments and pick your battles. And I feel like I snap off, man.
How was that show after that?
Standing ovation. I don't play games, man. Mm-hmm. When it comes to funny, I mean, nobody can't. I'm jigger with it. Ain't no. There's not going. Nobody gonna beat me.
Did you watch the Justin Bieber roast?
No, I did not. But I heard it was the most rude stuff. I heard Luda almost got in a fight. Mm-hmm. Heard people in that slap boxing. Some things too soon, man.
Right.
Shouldn't be no Paul Walker jokes, man. That dude just passed, really.
The only reason I felt like it was fair game because they was making jokes about like Pete Davidson's dead father. So if you're gonna make jokes about one dead guy, make jokes. You know,
yeah, but he's right there, though.
The movie's about to come out. It's still kind of fresh.
Nobody there to protect him, man. And this Bieber's roast. Like, what that dude, man, they just, some people, man, when they figure like shock value gonna win, and they don't, because if he had brothers like if any of us pass. And you say that around one of our real brothers and sisters, somebody gonna fight. There's no stopping no dude from getting to it. You see how the courtrooms be when they announce to the dude? you see how just the courtroom be? So just, man, I don't participate in roasts like that. If it's a street roast, I roast in Miami on a block with 100 people watching in a heartbeat, because we right there. Right. But on some, man, I don't know them people. I don't know Bieber.
So there are things off limits for you. You're not just going to go at any. Because some comedians say there's nothing off limits. We go at anything.
Yeah, they say that. But then they don't want to see nobody outside. Right. You know, a lot of people tweet but don't want the beat. Mm-hmm. It happens daily. So I just prepare myself for what I'm ready for. If I know you, we chilling. Like, I won't envy it. If you roast me and I roast back with you, I'll know, I know how far to take it with you. I know how far. But me and Charlamagne, we go left, absolutely left, so I'm used to it. You know what I mean? So you just got to pick it, man.
Yeah, Envy's a little sensitive.
Oh, no, Envy's sensitive.
He is.
He's sensitive.
He got sensitive Envy about being sensitive.
No, Envy cool as hell, man. I remember when I announced my brother was signed at DTP, and then Luda called. I was like, my brother signed at DTP. He was like, can you announce it? I was like, yeah. Then Luda called right after that. Don't announce that. He was like, you got in trouble, didn't you? On the air, Steph.
Steph.
Steph Jones.
Oh,
Garen.
Yeah, I remember Steph. Yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's your real hilarious. Brother?
Yeah, my real brother. Oh, same pops and everything. He just ain't got the same swag, of course, but he cool.
You said when you first got to Hollywood, you had an attitude. Did that, like, hinder you later on? Did execs hold that against you? Like, ah, nah.
Yeah, they do, but man, things that open up so much with like the media and social media and everything, you never know who an exec now. So it's weird, like be really young execs and stuff like that. But back then, the older people, man, you can't go in a room talking about menages and what you just did. Now you can, but back then you couldn't. People were like, what are you talking about? What is this? No, we don't want to hear about this, you know? Mm-hmm. This is Hollywood, and it's owned by the Jewish people and women, and you gotta figure your spot in there. So I don't think it hindered me as far as like my comedy, though, because I'm still growing as a comic. I stay working. Mm-hmm. But you can pigeonhole yourself and be like, yo, that's it. Like, people do it all. You see it happen, man. You've been wondering what happened to people. Like, where's this dude at? So, yeah, man, I'm just trying to – so I try to stay afloat and just stay in my lane.
Mm-hmm. Now, you posted a video of your daughter playing basketball.
Uh-oh.
So she's
very competitive.
When you go to the court, are you the crazy dad on that court? Because I am. I'm the one that's yelling, screaming.
Dude, I got to apologize for being the drunk dad at the court, man, because I think she's having fun. I'll be thinking, like, I'm just happy she out there doing something different. And it's weird. The weird part is that her mother's boyfriend is a dude really training her, but I go get all the credit. dude, go to the camp with her, show her how to drip ball. And I'm like, that's what you supposed to do, living in my house under my child support. Child support pay for that. but he a good coach, man. He stay on it with that, man. I'm just on about these dudes. I just don't want her to be pregnant by 16.
All right, that's it. Keep her not from getting
pregnant. I text my daughter middle of the night, 2-3 in the morning. Wait. Don't be a hoe.
Keep out the script club and keep off reality
14.
TV.
14.
Don't be a hoe.
Oh, man, she might just make reality TV this year, though. My fault.
That's you?
It's you on mine, on my show, yeah.
You doing a reality show?
Yeah, we doing it, man. But it's Comedians of LA, so it's like a showing me... I don't think I'm supposed to be announcing this.
What network?
Yeah, go again.
You got in trouble?
Damn, I'm in trouble again.
What network? Announcing something.
A couple networks. This is the first time. Actually, the breakdown is out. I'm going to be part of the show that they just put it out. Brandon T. Jackson is on it. And it just all the breakdown just came out yesterday. So it's all over the place as far as that. I just didn't sign that paperwork yet. They got to get that paper right.
Okay.
So it's not there yet. Almost there.
The paper got to get right for me. Okay. And I don't want nobody busting in on me. You know what I'm saying? We got to have certain lines because I'm ignorant. Mm. So I don't want to end my life with reality.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You won't beat somebody up on camera and get yourself in trouble.
In trouble at all.
In all fairness, so they do got to get clearances ahead of time, get you there. It's not like they could just come anywhere.
What they do is they do like Jerry Springer used to do. They get you in a room. And they tell you what look good. Yeah. They like, look at this though. Yeah. They selling you something that's not, you know, that's not really for sale. You like, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that do look good. And I can't wait till America sees it. America see it and they like, no.
Yeah.
Now there was a rumor that you had got your eyes done at the same place Tiny got
her. I did, man.
Any truth to that?
It looks good.
Who started that rumor, man?
It was on Media Takeout.
I did, man. We use Tiny Picture on Joking Off.
Really?
No, we did not. You trying to get your TF fired up. No, we did not. No, no, man. You know, them green eyes are a problem, too, sometimes, man. They're a blessing when they're a blessing, but man, people be trying you.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Because your eyes?
Yeah, man. They think you soft.
Light skin, light eyes. Absolutely.
It's soft, man. We got to always prove ourselves.
So you're not soft?
Not even a little bit.
Do you represent Chicago?
I can't be.
Let's be.
I'm smart though. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna fight no eight dudes in a room, but I'm remember y'all faces and find y'all eventually.
Smell the roses.
Smell the roses all day.
So Joking Off comes on April 1st, MTV2.
Yep.
At what time? 11.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Yeah.
And what else you got working on?
Working on just finishing another movie, man. Benny Boone directed a flick called Wild for the Night. It's crazy. Got me being crazy in that too. No comedy. I'm in there. Killer cop type thing.
Mm-hmm. Grow House.
Grow House is coming out. Myself, Duval. I always got to ask people what I shot because I go to work, man. Like, y'all go to work, you mm-hmm. come in, they like, who you got next week? You like, look, this week ain't over yet.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Or you finished last week. I'm like, I'm happy to promote the movies and the stuff, but I'm happy to be doing comedy, stand-up, touring. I'm going all over the place and getting that instant gratification. And I got about 20, 30 groupies lined up. That's for sure. That's coming up. In the cities I'm going to.
Nice.
Them definitely on the...
What's the toughest city to perform?
Places where people think they the business already. I'll say New York is rough.
Yeah.
Everybody here is important.
Yeah, a lot of people, comedians, stay away from New York.
New York is hard unless people are visiting. Like, we had a great time All-Star Weekend because people were visiting. But New Yorkers in themselves, like, man, who is you?
Right.
Like, I could get up there, and they can't, but they don't care. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, it's hard. People got business cards and no business and them mm-hmm. places like that. Miami, L.A. and in certain areas. Yeah, places like that where people are, feel like they're more important than an entertainer.
And all New York comedians think they're the best, too.
Yeah, all are, for sure.
Because they rip in New York. We go other places and bomb.
And because you can't be talking about your city. You can't be talking about a certain block. And comedy's worldwide, man. You got to be funny no matter what.
All right.
You know?
All right, well, we appreciate you joining us.
Yes, looking forward to Joking Off.
D-Ray Davis.
The Difference Maker.
Oh, yeah, man. My album coming out, too. I know we got, you know, Kendrick and Wale, but my album is dropping. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait till everybody else's album come out, then mine coming.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Right after that. I feel you. On
you
Jay-Z's new shit, on the title shit.
For sure, man.
Word.
But I don't even got no, my album ain't even got a cover, man.
Ooh.
Crazy with it, man.
It's The Breakfast Club. It's D-Ray Davis.